Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
If you need any of Gavin's past phone scams, you can text the word scam to 73389. What's your phone scam about today?
We're calling Megan. She's the manager of an apartment complex. And I'm saying that I just moved into the complex with my girlfriend, and I have a complaint. There are too many birds, and they are too loud.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling. This is Megan. How can I help you?
Hi, Megan. I recently moved in. Well, technically, it's my girlfriend's apartment, but I recently moved into her apartment, and I have a noise complaint.
Oh, all right.
There are too many birds in this apartment complex.
Birds, like aviary birds?
Yeah. I mean, is there another kind of bird?
I was just making sure I heard you correctly. Are they in the complex?
They're flying around. Like, there's so many trees. I kind of think it's the trees' fault. And they're so loud. Like, they're just ridiculously loud. I work third shift, so I come home, and I'm trying to get some sleep. And even with the windows closed, I can hear the birds. I mean, there's got to be something we can do about that.
Unfortunately, sir, I don't really know what we could do about that. The trees are on city property, so we can't really make any changes.
So we can't cut down the trees? Is that what you're saying?
No, we cannot.
Can we cut down some of the branches at least?
I can certainly reach out and see if I can't get them to come do some trimming, but I doubt that will help very much.
What if we get a bunch of cats? Let's get like a bunch of cats, because cats eat birds. I don't know. I mean, you don't know a whole lot about birds, but cats eat birds. Can we do that?
Yeah, I don't think that.
Because at Disneyland, they have a lot of cats. And the cats live at Disneyland to eat all the birds. I don't know if you know that. So why don't we just do that at the apartment?
Actually, sir, we definitely cannot do that because the feral cat population would be out of control.
Well, then we bring in a bunch of coyotes to eat the cats.
Oh.
Like, I can't think of everything here, guys. Like, the solutions seem to write themselves.
I understand. I understand your concern, but perhaps you could take a different route. Maybe get some earplugs for when you sleep at night or after your night shift.
You don't think I've thought of that? You don't think I've had the thought, hey, why don't I go buy some earplugs? Of course, I've tried earplugs. I don't know what it is. It's like they're parrots or something flying around this complex. I mean, is that possible? Are they parrots?
I'm sure they're not parrots, sir.
I mean, the worst thing is that whatever kind of birds they are, they sound like people. It tricks me. I think sometimes that they're talking, and I go and I throw open the shades and I look out the window, and there's no bird in sight, just some people walking by.
I don't know what to tell you then, sir. This is a silly question, but is your window closed?
Is my window closed? You know, I'm not 100% sure, actually. If I look into that, you make me a promise. If I look into the window closed situation, you at the very least figure out what the cat coyote ratio in an apartment complex can legally be.
Sure.
You make me that deal. Make me that deal, and then we'll shake on it.
Sir, you're not even on a lease here. I can't make a deal with you.
What does that mean?
Well, you told me at the beginning of this phone call that you were staying with your girlfriend.
Right. Her name, by the way, is Katie. And we also live with two other guys named Rain and Kevin. And we call ourselves the Wake Up Call because you're actually on the radio on 106.5 The End on a phone scam.
Thank God, because I don't know how I handled this situation.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.